everybody, it's me, Roscoe, and welcome to another edition of the Kings of Anglia Track the Gales Tour podcast, which is sponsored by John Fowler Solicitors. Big up Mark Kennedy and the team for their continued support. And it's been a while. I've got to apologise to everyone. It's been a while since we've done this podcast, but we're here and we've got a big, big special guest. The superstar that is Lena Gunning-Williams. Lena, thanks so much for joining me. How's things?
It's all good. Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
I like it. Yeah, I'm pleased we've been able to sit down and chat about this. And obviously, it's actually landed on a perfect day. This wasn't on purpose. This just happened. It's International Women's Day. So International Women's Day to you, International Women's Day to everyone listening. And the first question, Lena, really is, which women in your life inspire you?
I say probably the main two are my mum and my sister. I've grown up with my mum and my sister since the day I was born. And they're both so supportive of my football. Like most of my Ipswich games this season, they've travelled down with me. They take me there. They have to deal with my grumpy spells if I've had a bad game after the game. And they're just, I think because football is such a big part of my life and having those two so close to me and supporting me the whole time, it's lovely. And then obviously at Spurs, I love all those girls and they've really, really helped me over the past how many months that I've just signed my pro. So those girls as well. Just everyone in general that's helped me out.
Yeah, and it must be great to have, a few familiar faces in the town squad as well. You know, Ruby Doe, and also the two new Spurs loanies as well.
Yeah, I feel like even though I'm only a year older than them, I feel like their little mentor. Got them under my wing, and just, especially Rubes. Me and Ruby are really close, and on all the away trips, we're always roomies and just have a laugh. So, yeah, it's really fun having them around.
That's good to hear. And, a lot of women in my life inspire me, from my mum to my sister to my two nieces. Obviously, I should have said my fiance first of all. So, sorry, Sasha, if you're listening. Should have been the first one. But obviously, big up my mum as well. And also, it's just how women players as well. All of you inspire me as well. So keep doing what you're doing. And happy International Women's Day to everybody. Lena, we're going to sort of go round and cover everything about you as a person, as a player. How have you sort of settled at Ipswich Town? It's been many months now. You've had a Christmas here and all that sort of stuff. You've many away days, but overall, you're pretty happy?
Yeah, I've genuinely really enjoyed it. I think at the start, I was quite nervous because loans can go very south sometimes, but the girls were lovely from the first training session I was with them, and that always makes it a lot comfortable. Like, there's the football side of football and then there's the social side, and I do think sometimes the social side does play a bigger part than the football, just like gelling with your players, gelling with your teammates. And they're lovely. They're a funny group of girls. They are funny. Away days are always jokes. Coach trips are always jokes. Change room vibes are always great. So, I've really enjoyed it.
That's good to hear. And yeah, as you said, this is your first loan spell as well. So that must have been, as you said, we're maybe a bit nervous coming in. Did you feel like this was the right one for you in terms of, Ipswich Town as a club? And, we've had loan players in the past. Obviously, you wanted to make sure this was the right decision for you.
I think it was definitely the right decision and 100% at the right time as well. Tactically, Ipswich play quite similar to how Spurs want to play, with like inside forwards tucking in and fullbacks going wider and higher. So that side of things, that was helpful with Spurs as well. They really liked how Ipswich had different or similar philosophies, and just with the girls as well, like training with them, playing with them has been really good. And I'm a young player myself, and a lot of the Ipswich girls are about 20, 21 plus. So I was a bit nervous at the start, like coming in with a bit of an older than me group and just making sure I really wanted them to like me, to be completely honest, because it just makes it a lot easier. But no, I think it was a really good move for me, and it's worked out so far. So, yeah.
It has indeed. You've contributed to a lot this season with the amount of goals, assists. Let's bring the stats up. Hope you don't mind me doing this, bringing up a bit more and more. 19 games, 13 goals, 6 assists. You happy with that?
Don't mind it. The goal contributions equal the appearances, so I'm happy.
Yeah, ratio is looking very good indeed. And of course, your debut was pretty good. You must have been happy with that. Obviously, we had the Plymouth trip recently, but your debut was against Plymouth at home, and that was not a bad start.
I was buzzing after that day, I'll be completely honest. I think, was it the fifth minute maybe? Either the fifth or the eighth minute, I think I scored. And I was buzzing because I scored on my Spurs debut as well, so I wanted to make it a little bit of a theme. So, and the girls were so happy for me. The pictures from that day that you took, Roscoe, you took them. Yeah. Were really cute and wholesome, so yeah, it was really enjoyable.
And obviously, you've also had a match ball as well. You've taken home so a hat trick as well. Your first senior hat trick. That is your first senior hat trick because it's your first senior spell. Have you scored a hat trick before? I'm sure maybe youth level. You scored a lot of goals for Spurs for their academy side, obviously.
Yeah, I've scored quite a few hat tricks before, but I think that one was a really special one because it's in senior football, and as I'm getting older and into senior football, scoring hat tricks are really good, like, accolades. So I got all the girls to sign the ball, and it's in my bedroom as we speak.
And I've got to apologise. I probably haven't apologised since this. I took a nice picture of you holding that ball, but then my card decided to corrupt and delete a good 200 photos, especially that one.
Sad.
Yeah. But I think it was your dad, wasn't it? I think your dad took a picture as well. So big shout out to your dad for obviously getting that picture.
I want to be going like that. So that was quite cool.
That's good. That's good. And obviously, I want to sort of give a shout out to you, as you said, your mum, your sister, and your dad. You know that they sort of take you to the games, always spot them at games as well. Is that just a big thing for you to have? You know, that support as well. You obviously have the support of the fans and your teammates, but to have family as well.
Yeah, 100%. And I think because at academy level, you play games on Wednesdays, so they never really got to come to the games because they're all at work, and completely understood that. So now that they're playing on Sundays, and I don't even have to ask them to come. It's kind of like a standard, like what time are we leaving on Sunday? So I think it's really wholesome. And I like being able to just have a quick scan of the crowd, see them, and just know that they're supporting me.
Which is good, which is good. And I want to, once again, this question always gets asked all the players, but what's it been like playing in front of the fans? You know, first time for you in terms of, you know, UK, you made your debut for Spurs. I'm sure there was fans there, but this is now week in, week out playing, you know, league 3 points on this, you know, for you to win and obviously celebrating in front of them, you know, the Trum and everything like that. That must have been great.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting so many fans, and like they're so lively as well. Like, you can hear them throughout the game. I love it. I love the energy they bring. I think me and the girls talk about it all the time. Like, it does really like boost the team's morale. And when we have bigger games and more people are turning up, and when we're on like winning spells and more people come, it's good vibes. I really enjoy it. And they're all lovely. And after the game, when we get to sign pictures and sign all the programmes, take pictures and things like that, I think it's really cute.
Yeah, and obviously you've experienced that before, obviously, because you starred as Jack in Jamie Johnson. Yeah. Obviously, a lot of people recognise you for that. Obviously, I think when you signed and the announcement went, I recognise her. Where's she from?
Yeah.
Jack from Jamie Johnson. What's that like, you know, being recognised in that sort of way? Hopefully, you know, more and more when you get bigger and bigger as a player, you'll get recognised as a footballer, but you know, you still recognise, as, of course, Jack as Jamie Johnson in Jamie Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite cool. And I never really knew how big the show was until, like, if I first started getting recognised. I was quite young myself. I filmed it when I was 11. It probably came out when I was about 12, I think, the summer of when I was 12, yeah. And then, like, people my age and younger people, and some people even, like, 2, 3 years older, like, recognising me. And I was just a bit shocked. I just wasn't really understanding it. But I loved it. Like, it was so cool. And I've never had a bad experience. Everyone's always been really lovely. And then it's quite cool seeing the transition that, the more I'm getting involved in football and the more I'm getting known for football, it's like, oh, can I take a picture of you because you're Jack? Oh, can I take a picture of you because you're that footballer? So like, the other day I got recognised in the gym. This boy came over to me with a photo of me in a Spurs kit from my debut. Like, did you? And I was like, yeah. And he took a photo of me because of the football. And I, as much as I like the Jamie Johnson kind of press, and it's made me the person I am today, just in terms of how to socialise with people, how to meet new people, I do prefer it when people clock me for football, to be honest.
Yeah, definitely. And I want to sort of take you back then to your journey in football. Who sort of got you into football, and what age would you reckon you sort of first got into it?
I joined my first club when I was 4. And I probably would have to say that my dad got me into it. I think I always was a very sporty, like, as much as sporty as a toddler could be. I would just kick things around and throw stuff. And my dad was on a run and he saw this, a football team, kind of like a Saturday play group sort of thing, and he was like, oh, like, can my daughter come along? They were like, yeah, sure. And then I was with that same club from 4 till 15, which I then joined Spurs. We went through about 5 different names, but yeah, the same club, same players, same coaches. It was really cool. I've got to give a lot of credit to that team and the coaches that helped me there, because they have made me the player I am today. Because I started off with boys. I played with boys from 4 till about 11, 12-ish, which I think definitely helped me as a player, just like physically, and you just get more stuck in and know a different side of the game as well. But no, yeah, my journey's been, it's been quite a boring journey when you think about it. I was at the same club, then joined Spurs, and I've been at Spurs ever since.
Yeah, and have you always been like an attacker, or obviously when you're younger, you play everywhere. Although, did you play in goal?
I never did. My dad never let me play in goal.
No,
which is ironic because my character in Jamie Johnson was a goalkeeper.
Yeah,
so it was quite funny. But no, I played. I think I was a midfielder for a while, like proper centre mid when I was fit and could run everywhere. And then I slowly creeped up, became a bit of a 10, and then as I've gotten older, become like a solid 9. And then you realise that you've got to like learn the whole front three once you get to a certain level in the game. So yeah, I'm just like a forward player, I'd say.
So you were filming Jamie Johnson while you're still playing. How is that sort of to juggle, and what's that experience like, you know, being part of a hit show?
Yeah, it was so cool. Like, I will always speak highly of my time with Jamie Johnson and the crew that was involved, the other kids that were like playing Jamie Johnson and Dior, like every character was so lovely. It was one of the best experiences of my life. And it was quite hard because we filmed during school time, but we all had like a tutor and my school would send over work for me to do. And at that time, football wasn't that serious. So missing like training during the week wasn't bad. And I'd always play on like the weekend. So that was quite fun, but it never would have been able to work whilst I was in the academy. It just would have been impossible.
And you've probably been asked this many times before. Like, how did that come about? How did you get involved in that? Is it just you just came part of an audition, or just something came up? You maybe your parents saw something, or you saw something and went, oh, maybe try that out.
It was just pure luck. Like, I was playing with the Saturday League team I've mentioned, and was playing against this girl, and I think her uncle was watching her, and he worked for this company called Short Form, and they were looking for a mixed race girl who could play football. I'm a mixed race girl who could play football, so they tracked me down through like my club. Spoke to my coach, my coach spoke to my mum and was like, look, these people want her to do audition for this CBBC show. Like, is this something she wants to do? And at first I was like, no, like, I don't do acting. Like, that's so weird. And my mum was like, things like this don't happen often. Like, you might as well just go to the audition and see what happens. So I was like, fine. Went to the audition, read a couple scripts. And because the character was a goalkeeper, like, they wanted me to practice, like, drop kicks and that. And we was in, like, this quite a small, like, warehouse room. And I had like a fluorescent light on the top, and I've absolutely shattered the light. Like, literally, it pops. Like, there must be a video of it somewhere. And I thought, no, I haven't got it now. Like, they think I've just broke the light. And then, like, a couple of weeks later, I get a phone call and I got the role.
Love that. Love that. And yeah, you, of course, moved on from that and gone on to, you know, play for Spurs. What was that like, you know, signing for them?
It was really cool. It was at under 16s level. So at the time it was grassroots, but it was just so much fun. Like, I wasn't, it's funny, I wasn't really keen about going to Spurs at the start, but then similar to the whole audition, I was like, you know what, I might as well just go to this trial. What's the worst that can happen? When I absolutely loved it, like, I got a really good vibe, signed there, had a great season. I think I scored like 47 goals in that season, I'm going to be completely honest. It was like, which is one of those sorts of seasons. And then got signed to the under 21s, which is like, then it was the academy set up. Didn't play too much my first year, like first like 6 months, I was very young. Like, the team was quite old at the time. I was just like observing, like getting minutes here and there. And then second half of the season, I kind of started to like earn my shirt a bit more, really enjoyed it, had a really good season then as well. I think I got top goal scorer of the 7 division, which was quite cool. We didn't play too well as a team, but that was quite cool to do. And then season after that, still at Spurs in the under 21s, but then I started training up with the first team a bit more, so I was kind of doing both. And then last July signed my pro for the first team, which is quite cool.
Yeah, that must have been, what's that moment when you got that phone call, when you got told, you know, that must have been, you know, of course that's a dream for any player to sign that first professional deal.
Yeah, I got an email saying like, can you come in for a meeting on Thursday, and I knew it was going to be about contracts, but I kid you not, I really didn't think I was going to get one, just because there was a lot going on at the time with the club, and I just thought signing an 18-year-old wasn't a priority of theirs. And then I had the meeting, and then they were like, we want to offer you a professional contract. And I was buzzing. I couldn't stop smiling. I literally smiled, like, from cheek to cheek. I was absolutely buzzing, because it's something I wanted to hear since I was, like, 4 years old. So when it does happen, it's, like, so surreal. My mum and dad were there with me at the time, and it was, like, it was amazing. I'll remember that day forever.
Yeah. And obviously, before you signed that professional deal, you, of course, made your debut and you scored, as you mentioned earlier. That must have been a dream come true as well, to, you know, score on your debut and also just make your Spurs debut.
Yeah, I had a dream the night before. I've said this in a couple of interviews, like, that I scored a header. Like, I just, I'm very much a visualizer. I like visualization, manifestation, all that stuff. So the night before, I'm like, it'll be so cool if you could score on your debut. And I didn't, obviously it wasn't guaranteed that I was going to come on, but I knew I was in the squad. So I'm like, as long as we do well, like maybe I can get like 5 minutes at the end or something. And then came on, like, I think, I don't know what minute I came on. I think it was quite late in the game. Playing. And then Cho had the ball. She's crossed it up screen. I ran back post, headed it, thought I was offside. So the first thing I did was look at the line. Flag was down and I was buzzing. Like the crowd just like roared and the girls were so buzzing for me. It was just everything that I could have dreamt of, like having my debut for Spurs in general for a WSL team and then scoring. It was, oh, buzzing.
Yeah, I think anyone hates just they want to, well, experience and play for their team, but also then to score on your debut is always, it's a great moment. As we mentioned earlier, you scored on your debut twice on your debut, not once, but twice, which is not too shabby. Do you ever think about celebrations? I always sometimes, under my breath, sort of swear at players, why are you not celebrating? But you've given me a few this season, which has been good, especially the one recently against Rugby Borough. Is there any story behind that one? Or is that just in the moment?
Well, that's like the Drogba celebration. I didn't do that, but there was a game last season for Spurs in the 21s Academy, and it was against Chelsea. And like for many years, like Chelsea would always beat us. It would just be the case. And I think we were maybe like 1-0 up, and I've just like ran through, and I've just run in with the ball from like the halfway line, scored, and like because it was Chelsea, it just felt like it meant so much more going 2-0 up against them. So then I scored, and then like just. I don't know what came over me. I just started doing that. And then I felt like the same feeling about coming on and like scoring a goal that like put us ahead in the Rugby Borough game. So then I just feel like it just came out.
Yeah. Which is good. And obviously, yeah, as we mentioned earlier, 13 goals this season. Anyone that really sticks out? I'm putting you on a spot here. You got now think, oh, which goal? Anything that really sticks out for you?
I think it was Chatham away.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, what a goal.
From Meg, taking on like two or three players, I think, and I've just walloped it and it just curled top left. That's probably my favourite one, to be honest. Just because I've got in training so much, especially on the left side, just cutting on my right. So it was nice that it actually like worked out.
Yeah, I don't know what, when you said Chatham, I was like, oh yes, that goal, I remember that. I think Joe actually asked me after the game, went, because of course covered the women's team for so long, went, yeah, you know, would that be up there? I think, honestly, that is up there as one of my sort of favourite goals I've seen, because just how it came about. Not because you're on here, but it was definitely up there. Of course, Nia Evans also scored an absolute weldy in that game as well. So it's like, which one was better? But I think maybe the build-up with yours was just fantastic. And it was a sunny day as well, wasn't it?
Really nice day. It was a really good day.
Yeah. Love that. But it's been a good spell so far. And obviously, I want to sort of talk about Plymouth. Just gone a long trip. You've done a few away days now. I think your earlier day was Cardiff away, weren't it? I think that was your earlier. What was that like? And we'll get on to Plymouth as well.
Yeah, Cardiff away was good. It was nice to have an away day with the girls. And like I said, like Rue's just my roomie, and we've got this thing where like Lucy O'Brien, she brings her Switch, and we play Mario, and that was one of my like obviously first away days with them. So we're doing like a Mario competition, and I got to the final, and we all did like little walkout. So. Little things like that, as much as the football is really fun, like the social bits that go on the side, they just like really, really add to it. It was funny. Cardiff away was funny.
Yeah, it's just nice.
It was worth the trip, so.
Yes, definitely. And of course, it's a long way to go, and to do that in a day would just kill you. I think players need that, you know, overnight stop. And also, as you said, for that just bonding and just, yeah, gets you ready for the game the next day, obviously. Yeah, thankfully, the two long trips we've had this season, we've won both of them. And obviously, Plymouth was last weekend. And what an experience that was, especially you girls were in the away end for the men's game on the Saturday. What was that like? You know, first game, watching Ipswich Town in an away end as well.
That was so much fun. The only downside was you couldn't sit down. Everyone stood up the whole game and my legs were so sore, but it was just like the chants, the energy, like I think they were louder than any of the like the Plymouth fans, and I'm pretty sure there was way less of us, but it was so much fun. Like honestly, like me and Rubes were saying, like we're Ipswich Town like men supporters now, like we're gonna go to more games. Like it was jokes. It was really fun.
Yeah, especially when we won the game as well. I think if we lost, it's, you know, maybe it'd be a little bit quieter, but because we were on top and we scored the goals, definitely two of the goals were in front of the away end. So what was that like celebrating those goals?
I just started screaming. Like I think I missed one of them, but I just saw everyone cheering. So I was like, just like really trying to get involved and stuck in with it.
Yeah, as you said about standing, that is, unfortunately, that is the rule in away games. You have to stand because that's just how it is, I think. At home games, you can sort of have a little, you know, if you, it depends which section you're in, you can have a little sit down and watch. But away games, fans, they stand up for the whole game. But yeah, it can be in a while. Like, luckily for me, I'm pitch side, taking pitch side, so I've got a nice little stool and I can sit there for the whole game. So I'm all good. But no, that was, you know, a good experience. And it's great to see, you know, I think this is the second time we've done that, where the team had travelled down to Plymouth, watched the men's game, and obviously had the game the next day, which is good as a double header. And obviously, Plymouth is a long way. What's your experience of that trip? Obviously, you girls stayed in Exeter, so you had to go to Plymouth and then go back to Exeter. And obviously, you played at the Devon FA.
It was long. It was really long. I can't lie. And I sit next to Reeves on the coach, and we like try and alternate like who has a nap on who. And I bring my headphones because Ruby always forgets her headphones. That's one thing about Reeves, always forgets her headphones. So I've got to bring her mine. Then we like swap. Then we'll try and read a book, but then none of us can read for longer than 5 minutes. So it was a long trip. But it was funny. Like, and then we can only get to stop off at services as well. Have a little chit chat. It's always banter.
Yeah. And I always see that you, I think this is probably just for you to, you know, make sure to get the board out of the way. You do a lot of sort of Q&A on Instagram. Is that always good fun to do?
Yeah, I always do the Q&As. And whenever I always do them on away games with Ipswich. And I always love just taking the mick out of Rubes. Like, I get annoying pictures of her. And then everyone starts questions about Ruby as well. Like, oh, she winds her up. It's so funny. It's so, so funny. But it does get rid of the boredom. Just like asking like random questions, like people ask what my favourite food is or where my clothes are from. And it's just passes the time.
Yeah, it does. And yeah, I want to quickly talk about Ruby as well, because this is her first spell on loan as well. And she's a fighter, isn't she? She loves to tackle, and I've been impressed by her as well. She scored a few goals herself. But as we said earlier, it's good to have, you know, maybe familiar faces in the squad as your young girls, you know, playing your first loan spells. But she's been really well as well this season as well.
Yeah, she has. And I knew of Rubes before because, like, obviously she's from Arsenal, I'm from Spurs. Like, we played against each other a couple of times throughout the years. And we've always been, like, kind of, like, friendly to each other. Never too chit-chatty, but, like, always, like, oh, like, well done. Have each other on social media and that. And then when I found out I was coming to Ipswich, I knew that she was there. And I don't know why. I acted as if we were, like, best friends, like, 10 years. I texted her, like, hey, like, I'm coming to Ipswich. Like, I'll see you Friday, blah, blah. She matched the energy. And then, like, literally from my first session there, which she missed because she was ill, so I'm still annoyed at her for that, not firming the headache she had. But from like the first time I see her, and we were both at Ipswich, that like, we've just clicked, and like you said, she's a class player, she's got fire in her, she's a feisty one, but I feel like she only scores bangers. Like, I feel like she's scored so many bangers this season, and like she's so underrated, but I love Ruby, she's a great girl.
Yeah, and obviously at the moment you're sort of balancing Spurs and Ipswich. Obviously you train with Spurs most of the week, and then on Fridays, which is right now, you're going to be heading off to training. What's that been like, sort of balancing out? Obviously, you know, just training with Spurs, with the, you know, Super League players, and then coming with us. Obviously, you know, a lot of our players are still, you know, growing as players. We've got a very young squad, really, so that's probably good for you as well, to be, you know, improving alongside other players who are going to improve as well.
No, I really enjoy it. I really enjoy the split. Like, I love the fact that both clubs came to an agreement that I could train with Spurs during the week, train with Ipswich, and then play on Sundays with Ipswich. So I think it's a really good balance because, yeah, I get that intelligence and like just the professionalism of WSL football and being around WSL coaches, and even in like reviews of their games, like, I see how they need to play against WSL teams, and I try and bring that to my Ipswich games, because if I try and play like a WSL player in Tier 3, then I should have a field day. And it's like something that I am trying to learn as a young player, just to like be a sponge and just take in all the information I get. And then Ipswich, we're training on Fridays. Like, I feel like it's so important for me to train with Ipswich before the match day minus one or match day minus two, but that sort of sessions like match prep, like, I want to be able to know what's going on. And obviously clips go on Huddle, but it's a lot easier to like work out patterns in real life, and can ask me and the girls can have conversations about different partnerships and work out if the fullback goes, where do I go, and if I say where's the fullback go, like little conversations like that are so much better to have it training in real life. So I think the split is perfect, to be honest.
That's good. And I want to talk about the forward line a little bit here. Sophie Pescott, Natasha Thomas, obviously Tash, record goal scorer, probably going to break the record appearance at some point as well. And Pescott, obviously, has been on fire this year with her assists and goals. What's that been like playing with them, not against them? Don't want to do that.
it's been unreal. Like, Tash scored 4 goals in one game. Like, that just... What is that? Like, that's unreal. And Pesky, like, her her ability on the ball is class. She's one of the best wingers I've played with, just trained with, like been around. Like, she's just so intelligent. Like, she is so confident going 1v1, getting a cross off. She can pinpoint out a cross. She can pinpoint a cutback. Same with Tash. She's just a magnet to the ball. Like, she's a goal machine. Like, if there's a corner, I'm always like, Tash, it's yours. Like, you've got it. Like, it's playing with them two is class. And I know that, like, week in, week out, we're going to have some sort of link-up play. And I feel like that chemistry came so quick in the season, which was so helpful in terms of getting the big lead games that we have done and goal scoring and assists and things like that.
Yeah, and all three of you actually scored against Plymouth. So that segues nicely on just talking about that as a game as a whole, you know, a 3-1 win, a dominant performance. Obviously, we took the lead, they equalised, then you gave us the 2-1 lead, and then obviously Pescott wrapped up the win. How did you look back at that game as a whole? As a dominant performance, but, you know, a long trip, but thankfully we won the win.
Yeah, 100%. I think there were spells where we could have played a bit better, but I think we just played our football. Like, if we took more chances, like, there was a couple of chances I should have scored or taken a bit more care on or things like that, just little things. But at the end of the day, we won. And that is the most important thing. We got the 3 points, scored. I was happy to get on the score sheet. And there was, like, a cute little picture of, like, me, Tash and Pesco having a little cuddle. So the front three, I think we were quite dominant in that game and really trying to, like, get in behind and dropping short and things like that. So we just got to keep doing it and getting better and better.
Yeah, definitely. And obviously, we've got a big game this weekend, Portsmouth away. Unfortunately, we've been beaten by them twice, you know, at the start of this year, of course, in the league and in the cup. They're, of course, league leaders. How has those games been for you as a player, you know, coming up against a really good team in Portsmouth and coming up against them now for the third time, this season? And yeah, they're a tough team.
Yeah, they are. And I think with teams like that, you've got to respect the fact that they're top of the league. They've done the double over us already. Like, we've just got to go into the game. We've got things to lose, of course, that, like, we don't want to drop points. But at the end of the day, we're supposedly the underdogs in this game. So we have nothing to lose and we can just go fully for it. I think we're not going to stress. We're not going to change any sort of plans that we have. We're not going to say, oh, it's Portsmouth, so we've got to change this, this and that. I think as long as we play our football, we can beat anyone. So as long as we go and do that, I'm confident.
And of course, another overnight stay as well. Tomorrow we'll be travelling. Obviously, I think it's the last one potentially of the season. But yeah, another trip to get looking forward to.
Yeah, probably doing another questionnaire, trying to wind up Ruby on the way there. And I'm hoping that Lucio brings her switch so we can have a final away Mario tournament. But no, I do love away days. They're just funny. They're just bands.
Yeah, definitely. And I want to, of course, sort of end the podcast with chatting about Portman Road. Obviously, we first met, actually, at Portman Road, taking your signing pictures and obviously a little tour around the ground, obviously, when it was empty with no one about. But Issues Town women's team are going to be playing at Portman Road the 23rd of March. Save the date against Chatham Town. Tickets on sale. Sorry, Lena?
I was saying save it. Like, I think everyone should come to it. I think it's going to be an unbelievable day. It's an historic day, to be honest. And I'm not Ipswich through and through. I'm only here on loan. But from conversations I've had with the girls and the staff, like, it's a massive game. It's the first time the women have been able to play at that stadium. And hopefully if we can get a good win out of it and or just a good performance in general, then it can be a more consistent thing.
Yeah, that's the big thing. And it's Saturday, 3 p.m. kickoff. So, you know, good day to do it. And yeah, you know, for a lot of the girls to experience playing in a stadium, I'm sure you've played maybe in a few stadiums and you're, well, have you played at the stadium yet?
Played. Yeah, I have. I made my WSL debut at the Man City stadium, not the Etihad, but they were like women's stadium. But no, stadiums are cool. Stadiums are just, they bring up a different sort of atmosphere than a small little stadium can, you know. It's just one of those things you want to tick off your bucket list. And this, even though I'm not necessarily like as Ipswich as the girls in this team, who they're like Ipswich ultras, is how I ask them, especially like Boz, Cairo, with them lots, like they absolutely love it. So I think for them especially, like, this is going to be such like a, it'll probably be a bit of an emotional day for them as well. Like, just being able to say they played at Portman Road in front of X amount of fans, like, I'm excited for the girls as much as I want to start and like being involved in the squad and the game. Like, for those girls, I think it's going to be a really lovely and special day for them.
Yeah, I think so. And hopefully there'll be maybe some new fans coming because, you know, maybe Felixstowe's not too far from Ipswich. But some people may go on a Sunday. It's a bit tricky to get there. But Porton Road, you know, I'm sure there'll be a few new faces there, which would be good to see. And yeah, as I said, get your tickets. They're on sale now. So yeah, as I said, save the date and get down there. The women's team have played there before, but in a County Cup match. This is the first ever league game. I think Tash is the only player in the squad who has played at Porton Road. But for like yourself, Leonard, and a lot of the squad have never experienced playing at Porton Road. So yeah, can't wait for it. But Leonard, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining me. Anything else you want to shout out? Anything else you want the listeners and the fans to know?
Just keep supporting us. That's what I've got to say. Even if I might not be here next season, like, I'm always going to be watching out for Ipswich now, men's and specifically the women's, because like, they're my girls, and I'm so happy that I've met them. So I'm always going to be watching now, and just I hope that the team just grows their fan base bigger and bigger and stronger and gets out of the league, to be honest. That's what I'm hoping for these girls.
Yeah, I'm just now looking at the fixtures. There's not many games left to go. There's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, I keep training. I keep going to the girls. Are you going to miss me when I'm not here? Like, are you going to miss me when I go back to Spurs? And they all say no, but I know that they are going to. I know they're just trying to wind me up.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm sure they will. And I'm sure the fan base will as well. But we've still got you for the time being. Obviously, hopefully some more goals. Yeah, hopefully some more goals to be scored. And obviously, you know, see you at Porton Road as well. But now bring it on. But Lena, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining me. Thanks everyone for listening to another Kings of Anglia Track the Girls Talk podcast sponsored by John Fowler's Solicitors. If you're going to Portsmouth, safe travels. If not, follow the game with us as always on the Twitter and on the socials and stuff like that. And bring on Porton Road. As I said, save the date, 23rd of March, 3 p.m. kickoff on a Saturday against Chatham Town. Bring it on. Lena, thanks again for joining me.
Thank you for having me.